You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The India-UK negotiations on a free trade agreement are likely to continue for a few more days or even weeks that would push back the actual date of finalizing and signing the pact beyond October, as per official sources. The frenetic activity of the last few weeks had raised hopes of an early conclusion of talks, even though officially both sides have always refrained from setting any deadlines after the earlier date of Diwali last year was missed due to political developments in the UK. Currently, the 13th round of talks on FTA is in progress. The current round started on September 3rd and with a small break is still continuing. Meanwhile, India and China are projected to jointly contribute about half of the world's growth in both 2023 and 2024, the International Monetary Fund said in its latest Regional Economic Outlook, Asia and Pacific report. India's economy is projected to grow at 6.3% in FY24 and FY25, the fastest among the major economies of the world, while China's economy is likely to grow at 5% in 2023 and 4.2% in 2024. The IMF said that strong private demand yielded positive growth surprises in the country. In first quarter of FY24, India's economy grew at 7.8%. The private financial consumption expenditure during the quarter grew at 6% year-on-year, as against 2.8% in fourth quarter of FY23. Moving on, prices of essential food items will remain stable during the festival season. Union Food Secretary Sanjeev Chopra on Thursday said, the decision on allowing sugar exports during the current 2023-24 marketing year, October-September, will be taken after the Agriculture Ministry comes out with the production estimates of sugarcane, he added. The secretary was briefing the media on the domestic supply and prices of key essential food items like wheat, rice, sugar and edible oils. Chopra told reporters, quote, prices are expected to remain stable during the festival season. We are not anticipating any manner of hike in food item prices in the festival season. Hopefully, prices should rule stable in the next couple of months, unquote. With the festive celebrations in full swing, Amazon Pay has introduced EMI on RuPay credit cards to make online shopping for customers convenient and affordable. This will be on offer across 8 prominent issuing banks. With this, customers will get increased flexibility and affordability to shop during the festive period. During the first 48 hours of the Amazon Great Indian Festival, EMIs emerged as the most preferred payment mode, with 1 in 4 shopping orders placed on installments and 3 in 4 EMI orders on no-cost EMIs. Mayank Jain, Director, Credit and Lending, Amazon Pay India said, quote, the introduction of EMI on RuPay credit cards in partnership with NPCI will allow customers better access to credit, provide best-in-class value and help maximize savings, unquote. Next up, some money matters. In a bid to combat terror financing, the government has introduced an amendment to the Prevention of Money Laundering, Maintenance of Records Rules 2005. The amendment aims to enhance record keeping in case of international transactions exceeding Rs 50,000. Under the new rules, a reporting entity will have to identify clients for every international transaction above Rs 50,000 and ascertain the purpose of the business if not well defined. The amendment also mandates reporting entities that are part of a group to implement measures against money laundering and terror financing. They should also share information required for the purpose of client due diligence and shall establish adequate safeguards to ensure confidentiality and use of information exchange to prevent tipping off that may comprise ongoing investigations. Over to market, D2C consumer electronic brand Boat has doled out employee stock options to its employees. The board of the company, in a special resolution, has approved to grant 9,55,523 ESOPs to its staff. The total value of these ESOP options is $9 million, the company said in a regulatory filing with the Registrar of Companies. The objective of expanding the ESOP pool is to promote the employee ownership and as well as to attract, retain, motivate and incentivize critical talents in the line with corporate growth, the filing said. Boat filed its draft red herring prospectus last year. However, it secured Rs 500 crore funding from its existing investors, Warburg Pincus and Malabar Investments. Lastly, the automobile market. German carmaker BMW launched the diesel version of the 7 Series, 740D M Sport and the i7 M70 X-Drive in India, priced at Rs 1.81 crore and Rs 2.50 crore respectively. The all-new BMW 740D M Sport is available in Oxide Grey, Mineral White, Black Sapphire and BMW Individual Tanzanite Blue colors. The BMW i7 M70 xDrive is available in the two-tone paintworks along with BMW individual paintwork as standard. Black sapphire roof or oxide grey roof paintwork are possible with BMW individual paintwork of customer's choice. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.